40% mental and 40% physical.
Math was never our strong suit, but breaking down Ohio State football is. Sit back and join us for Buckeye Grove Instant Access, part of the Unscripted Ohio Podcast Network.
You can do it!
Brought to you by BuckeyeGrove.com. Post-game thoughts, immediate analysis, and much, much more to put the big game into perspective. Without any further delay of game, here's your host, Kevin Noon.
Kevin, goddammit.
Hey, welcome to the BIA podcast. It is Wednesday, July 28th, about 4:30 p.m. as we are recording this here in the East. I'm your host, Kevin Noon. I'll be joined by Joseph Hastings here in a second, and we are truly going back to our namesake of Instant Access because we just saw a story cross the wire from Yahoo Sports' own Pete Thamel about the question of number one quarterback recruit and Ohio State commit Quinn Ewers potentially giving up on his senior season at Southlake Carroll High School in Texas to enroll early at Ohio State to be able to get a head start on learning and, of course, to be able to cash in on name, image, likeness, something that he would not be able to do in Texas as a high schooler. So a lot to unpack in this one. As we start to unpack it, let me bring in Joseph Hastings, our fantastic recruiting writer. Joseph, how are you doing and your thoughts on this bombshell news?
Kevin, I'm doing excellent, but wow. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of lost for words in terms of this news. This was one of the last things we had been expecting. I don't think we were really being led to believe that the possibility of Ewers foregoing his senior season of high school and enrolling at Ohio State in less than 2 weeks' time was on the table, but it absolutely is. We're going to get more into the details of Pete's report, but I mean, I'm pretty much just stunned right now on the news that we heard today. It's incredible news if you're Ohio State, just in terms of being able to get a talent like Ewers on board on campus, especially in a quarterback room that seems to be wide open. But yeah, this is just very stunning news from Pete's report that we learned today.
Yeah, let me jump into it, and I'll read like the first quote from it, and it was a quote that Quinn gave to Pete and says, "I don't really know. I don't have a final decision made quite yet. I'm leaning toward leaving and going up to Ohio just so I don't have to deal with the UIL, and the UIL is the High School Association in Texas, stuff, and can get comfortable with Ohio State and Columbus and start to learn." And if my understanding, every state who has an NIL law in place, they're all a little bit different, more or less. And I think only the only state that players who are in high school can really be earning is California. And I'm not positive on that, but I certainly have seen maps posted on social media or whatnot. But it already sounds like Quinn has been approached, according to this story, by companies, including one named Holy Kombucha, who's offering a deal that include cash and equity in the company, and that there are several other offers, including national brands, according to Pete's story. We always talked about how NIL was going to be a game changer for collegiate players, but you know, this certainly takes it even a little bit further when we're dealing with a player who still technically has a year of high school left, and we'll get into that on the other side of your answer about how he would be able to do this.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, Ewers has a couple of options, you know, and it's the options that are presented in the article. He can stay and finish off his senior season of high school, finish off you know, his high school career, try and win a state championship for Southlake Carroll. That's obviously something that's going to be appealing to him. Or he can get up to Columbus. And it seems like based on the way he worded the quote, he wouldn't expect to start this year. And honestly, it would make sense just because of how late he would be arriving. We already talked about JTT and you know, the adjustment period that's going to be for him being such a late enrollee. That's going to be even the same for Ewers, especially at a position that requires, you know, you to know the playbook, for you to have those reps of wide outs. You know, I think that he wouldn't expect to play this year, but it would be able, it would give him an opportunity to get started on the playbook a year early, or 6 months early, I should say, compared to enrolling in January. And then it would also give him an opportunity to start profiting off of his name, image, and likeness. And look, Kevin, we're in a day and age where athletes, student athletes, they want to be able to capitalize on the time that they have during their athletic careers. And, You know, we're always going to knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood right now. Anything could happen. You know, yours could potentially suffer an injury. You never know how that could affect your career going forward, your long-term health, anything like that. So you want to capitalize where you can. And rolling early, being able to profit off of your name, image, and likeness right away instead of having to wait, you know, several months, finish off your senior season of high school, that gives them the opportunity to do so. So it absolutely is a game changer, like you said. It would definitely set an incredible precedent.
You're listening to the BIA Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Noon, joined by Joseph Hastings, and we're talking about Pete Thamel's bombshell report that Quinn Ewers could be looking to skip his senior season of high school to enroll early at Ohio State. And how would he be able to enroll early? Well, according to the article, he's in a position academically where he could take one core English class online, graduate from high school early, and then enroll and be eligible at Ohio State for this 2021 season. The family, I'm reading from Pete's report, expects that course to be completed in time for him to take part in the preseason camp, which begins for Ohio State August 3rd. So, you know, we talk about so much about reclassification, and we were kind of having a little bit of a conversation as we were getting the show together through some online channels about we see so many guys reclassifying up and down or whatnot. But, you know, you have to get through the clearinghouse. You have to get through the eligibility center. And with yours only being the one class away and it being a case of where it could be something that he could get done before camp opens here in less than a week, you know, that certainly removes that stumbling block. But with camp opening in less than a week, that also doesn't allow him a lot of time to really mull this decision over. It's something that's going to have to be made in short order.
Yeah, and he goes on to say in the article, he says, you know, if I enroll at Ohio State, obviously I'd be able to make money off the deals, and I feel like it'd be a big advantage of learning the playbook and getting comfortable with the campus and all my teammates. So based off what he's saying there and kind of what he has said in that initial quote that you read, Kevin, it really does feel like he knows the expectation wouldn't be him starting at Ohio State this year at any point. I mean, it would just be way too much ground to make up. Even though he is a generational talent, I just couldn't see him getting on the field. So that's something that he's going to have to take into consideration. And, you know, he goes on to mention in the article, too, that it's not a money thing. You know, his family doesn't need the money. It's just, as he said, it's the principle of it. It's being able to get in a year early. Kevin, think about it. He's going to possibly be able to be a 2024 NFL draft pick, not a 2025 NFL draft pick. It expedites his career even more. But then again, you know, the opportunity to win a state title is something that is appealing to him. It's something that I believe when we went and did our sudden swing a few months ago, and we talked with Quinn in person, it was something that he had mentioned. So there's a lot going on right now. And it's ultimately going to be up to Quinn. I think Ohio State would love to get him on campus early, learn the playbook. But if they don't, they still have, you know, three quarterbacks that are in the quarterback heavy battle that they're going to be focused on, and they would feel comfortable if any of them starting. And, you know, they're going to make that determination. I think they would feel fine either way. So it's really going to be up to Quinn. And, you know, I'm sure those endorsements, the companies that are providing those deals, those opportunities for him, would love for him to get on campus and be able to represent them as soon as possible. But so he may get some pressure there, but I really do believe he's going to sit down with his family and make this decision on their own with no outside influence.
We sure have come a long way from the story about I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who happens to go near South Lake Carroll High School who thinks that Quinn is wavering on his commitment. And now he's sitting here looking for a way to get in early. And, you know, of course, you know, the pro Buckeye fan would be like, it's because he wants to get to Ohio State immediately. And there's truth to it. But there's also the opportunity of just starting, you know, the football business aspect of it, because now that NIL is a real thing and everything else, I mean, there's it's more than just the business of keeping your grades up and going to practice and doing all this. I mean, there are so many more layers to the onion when it comes to this, and it's an opportunity to get that started. And just to throw one more thing, if he counts as a 2021, you know, it's certainly going to change, you know, some dynamics, you know, for the recruitniks. I mean, losing the number one overall player for 22, but it also might open up some doors in terms of creating some separation where people are concerned about Ohio State's ability to land a 23 quarterback, because it would create an extra year of separation between them.
Absolutely. That's a really great point that honestly I didn't even think of. You know, the news is so fresh. We're literally speaking about this on this podcast minutes after Peace Report broke. So that's a really good point that you bring up, Kevin. I mentioned it in our recruiting roundtable on Tuesday that I didn't think Ohio State would end up signing a quarterback. You know, since the 2008 class, they've signed a quarterback in each of those recruiting cycles except for 1 year. So that would definitely be something that they would be not used to, and it would happen in the 2022 cycle if you think about it, because Ewers would be reclassifying to 2021. So they would, you know, forgo signing a quarterback then. You would have a two-quarterback class of Kyle McCord and Quinn Ewers, which then you start saying, man, that would legitimately, you would have to look back on it, that'd be probably the greatest quarterback class a school has ever signed, just with those two being together. So there's a lot of moving parts there. You know, how does this affect, you know, McCord or Stroud or anybody like that? Because at the end of the day, and it's something I mentioned in that roundtable piece, there's only one quarterback on the field. You know, there's not, that you can have as many wideouts as you want. Ohio State can recruit as many because, you know, you can put 3-4 out there at one time. You can only put one quarterback out at one time. So, you know, who knows what this will lead to. I think it's too early to speculate considering that Ewers hasn't made a decision, but the domino effect of this could be tremendous. And it's definitely going to be really interesting to see as, you know, as the weeks go by, you know, as the months go by, how this all plays out and what it eventually leads to. So, I definitely think it's a really interesting, a very fascinating scenario that's played out that I really haven't seen before.
Right. I'm sitting here and I'm trying to argue with myself. Is it a situation with him coming in earlier? Does that put more pressure on the guys who are already there because this, you know, 900-pound gorilla who's going to been on their back, I mean, he's already there and learning? Or is it a case of with Stroud, Miller, and McCord, I mean, they already knew that he was going to be coming, and they all have at least McCord, or I'm sorry, Stroud and Miller have a year up on him in terms of experience in the system, a year plus. McCord would be coming in at the same time, but at least would have the benefit of the off season or whatnot, and going through that. So, you know, it's hard to really predict how this could affect the quarterback room in terms of, I think everybody believed, and everybody, I use that term loosely, but everybody believed that coming out of this year, that the three scholarship quarterbacks might get down to two, depending on how things were shuffled there, just because somebody might be looking for a clearer path to the field. And now if it's a four quarterback room, what does that mean? But I just to go back to media days just this last week, Ryan Day said he knew in his heart of hearts he was going to need all three of them, and this was prior to Pete's report on Quinn Ewers. He was going to need all three of them. Whether or not that was, you know, really where it was, that was just kind of some of the posturing to make sure that he keeps everybody involved going on. You know, only Ryan Day can answer that. Only Corey Dennis can answer that. But, you know, this certainly really adds another wild card to the deck.
It really does. And, you know, once again, I think it's too early to speculate on, you know, what the ripple effect of this can be. But at the end of the day, you know, you have four quarterbacks in the room, four scholarship quarterbacks in the room. I definitely can see one leaving. Who that would be, I don't know. Honestly, I could potentially see two leaving. It really, it's all your decision is going to lead to a ripple effect in terms of what Ohio State's quarterback room looks like, because we knew that Ewers was going to come in a year from now. But, you know, if one guy establishes his spot, now it takes clear control of the reins. You know, maybe that entices, you know, another to leave this fall or after the season ends. You know, there's just so much that can go on. All I know for sure, I don't want to say with 100% certainty, but it really would be tough for me to see a scenario in which Ewers starts at any point or even gets any playing time this year just because of how late he's coming into this process. But yeah, I think it definitely is going to be an interesting scenario to see how it eventually plays out and which guys end up leaving and which guys end up staying or not.
I mean, and you can make the argument in the other direction. You get four games and you still can redshirt or whatnot. Why not bring him in against Michigan State? But then what happens if you bring him in, he blows up, and then it just creates controversy at that point. So,
yeah.
But I mean, it also would be hard to say, well, we're going to bring you in, but we're 100%, we're announcing right now, we're redshirting you, straight up redshirt, no go. I mean, you know, I don't know if that's the way that you sit there and you navigate this position either. So, you know, a lot of variables in play here to try and figure out.
Yeah, because if yours comes in and lights it up, like you said, you know, with the redshirt rule allowing for him to play four games and still being able to keep his redshirt, if he comes in and lights it up a game, you know, you're going to have a lot of pressure, not only potentially within your team and within, you know, the coaches, that, but, you know, from some of the fans as well, you know, the fan base who would want to see the mullet sporting Quinn Ewers go out there with his signature look. And he's got a swagger to him, Kevin. You know, he plays like kind of like a rock star. You know, there's definitely a really dynamic presence that he brings to the field. Very Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers-esque, and he's a fun player to watch. And I think you're gonna see a lot of fans, if he comes in and lights it up for a game, even if you put him out against an opponent that isn't the best and you're leading, and you know, it's a very comfortable scenario for him to play in, you're gonna see a lot of people wanting Ewers to take the field this year, even though it would probably be premature to put him in any meaningful game, just based on how late he's coming into the process, how young he is. I believe he's what we didn't age check and we didn't carbon date him, but he's 17 years old, you know, he's still on the young side there. He's supposed to be a senior in high school. I think it'd be a lot of pressure to put him in to carry a team that a lot of people expect to make it back to the college football playoff and potentially compete for a championship. So. Yeah, I really don't think you should throw him out in any scenario, even if it's against a bad team that you're up big against. I think Ewers should not see the field at all this year if he ends up making the decision to enroll at Ohio State.
Well, we probably need to get back to the phones and start, you know, making some calls and checking into some things. But any final thoughts as we wrap up this true edition of Buckeye Grove Instant Access, as we try to figure out as much as we can about Pete DeMille of Yahoo Sports report that Quinn Ewers is considering bypassing his senior season at Southlake Carroll to enroll at Ohio State, partially to be able to cash in on NIL and also to be able to get that head start, you know, making it even a quicker start than guys who enroll at the start of winter quarter. I mean, he would beat that by a whole semester.
Yeah, Kevin, I just think it sets an incredible precedent that, you know, it's going to be something that we start to see in the future now with the possibility to profit off your name, image, and likeness as soon as possible and for as long as possible. I think you're going to see a lot more people in Quinn Ewers' position start to do this. And I know he says in an article, you know, it'd be great to get a jump start in the playbook and, you know, to be able to get that year ahead and learn as much as he can. But it really feels like the opportunity to have that name, image, and likeness, especially since he wouldn't be able to do that in his state of Texas. That's really kind of the driving force here. That's kind of the determining factor that could push him to enroll at Ohio State early. So this would be kind of the first situation in which you would see it influence a prospect of Ewers caliber to enroll a year early. We've seen guys do it. We've seen guys reclassify a year early, most notably Tony Grimes with North Carolina a year ago. But that wasn't for the motivation that Ewers is doing this for. So it's going to be – I think it's a credible standalone case, but I'm really, really interested in seeing what it's going to lead to down the line. You know, how many more guys will follow suit? How many more guys will want to take advantage of their NIL as soon as possible? So, yeah, those are just my final thoughts. And wow, it'd be incredible to see Ewers on the field this fall. That, which is something that if you told me that a few months ago, I would have laughed at that statement. So just a bombshell report by Pete, and I can't wait to see what Ewers decides.
Absolutely, and we will have it all covered here at BuckeyeGrove.com. I want to thank Joseph for being part of the show, and I want to thank you all for listening. Once again, my name is Kevin Noon. This is the BIA Podcast, and have a wonderful day.
Be sure to stay up to date with Buckeye Grove Instant Access when the news breaks or after the big game. Exclusively at BuckeyeGrove.com or anytime on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher as part of the Unscripted Ohio Podcast Network. Hit that subscribe button so you can stay in the know and never miss a single episode.